It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Trigascus, where we're tasting wines from around the world, and we're going to a place I've been to very often. That's Sonoma, California. We're going to be drinking the 2014 Ridge Three Valleys red wine blend. Now, Ridge, very famous vineyard owned by Paul Draper, that's probably best known for its great Zinfandels and this fabulous Cabernet Sauvignon that they make in Montebello Vineyard, at their Montebello Vineyards. But the Three Rivers is an interesting project by Mr. Draper, where he's taken the best wines from several of his vineyards and made a blend. So the base here is Zinfandel, which is his trademark wine, and offers, you know, lots of character and big, bold flavors. And that's balanced by Carignan, which should give it some bright fruit and acidity. And finished with a little Petit Syrah, which is always gives you good, spicy, floral nose and firm tannins at the end. So overall, I'm looking forward to having a big, unabashedly bold red wine that would be perfect for a Labor Day barbecue. Let's pour a little in the glass. First thing, I'm swirling it around. First thing I see is that it coats the glass with a very thick film, which kind of lets me know that it's kind of high in alcohol, a good day for a party wine. But it's opaque purple garnet color. It is concentrated. You can see there's a lot going on here before we even begin to smell or taste. Nose, got nice spicy kind of earth, garden dirt flavors going on here. Just a hint of floral, dried flowers in the background there. Mm-hmm. And sipping it, wow, this wine goes everywhere. There's just this bright, beautiful, fresh cherry fruit up front, and zing, it goes right into the deep, dark licorice and tobacco flavors. Very, very distinct wine. And I think one of the things that adds to this, I forgot to mention, is they use a native yeast. They use a wild yeast rather than a commercially cultured yeast, the way most wines are produced, are made. This is left to its own devices, so to speak. I did see some wood, and I think that's adding some nice kind of vanilla caramel flavors to this. I'm still getting waves of flavor long after having put the glass down. Finishing with some just clean spices. I'm going to have another sip here and go over this one more time. I'm having so much fun. Yeah, this is a in-your-face but wonderfully balanced, great wine. Lots of fruit up front, big caramely kind of mouth-filling flavors in the middle, and a clean acidic finish. And I'm going to have this today when I grill some steaks outside, and I highly encourage you to do the same.